All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down to possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I always start.
So what?
It's your turn this week.
I'm not starting.
I think that you should start.
I'm exhausted. Do you know where I was last night?
Something to do with sucking.
Yes.
See? I knew.
I was at the Suck Lord Retrospective in New York City. But before we get
Suckadelic?
Yes. Before we get into all that, we should say that this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
The podcast.
Thank you. Episode 215, Down in the Shire, we're calling this one. Because
wow.
There is a lot of Hobbit news.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
And we need a creative, witty name for each episode because we do.
We've been doing that for 215 episodes.
I know. And some of them have been really reaching. But this one is
some
not so...
Some of them have been downright terrible, dare I say.
So reaching, this one.
Geek Stuff. What's in the news?
So, yes, lots of Hobbit-related news tonight. Hence the title. So we might as well start off with Elijah Wood. Coming back for the Hobbit movies. He's going to bookend these two prequels.
We had talked about that, right?
We had talked about that on the SiriusXM experience.
Ah, yes.
This past weekend. But not
a live
here
show.
On the podcast experience.
The podcast experience.
Well, it is kind of an experience
when
working with you.
Don't start doing that because you'll confuse
I don't want to blur the lines.
The what you call it? It's what was the word? The entities, brands. You'll confuse the brands. Don't do that.
So Elijah Wood returning in the role of Frodo to bookend the series, reading from the Red Book of Westmarch, which is a book I never knew existed.
Yeah, and we talked about how that was bullshit because I've never heard of it referred to as the Red Book of Westmarch. It was always that book that Bilbo's writing.
It was always there and back again, yeah.
And then Frodo writes Lord of the Rings in it.
Right. I don't know. I'm assuming somewhere they refer to it as that. Maybe they refer to it in like Lost Tales or the Silmarillion or Unfinished Tales or something Christopher Tolkien wrote, you know, the fake Tolkien.
Right.
So it's possible. So Elijah Wood coming back as Frodo. Also coming back, Christopher Lee.
Really?
Cameo as Saruman. Now, do you remember, was Saruman in The Hobbit? I don't remember him being in The Hobbit.
No, I do not remember him being in The Hobbit. However, if Radagast the Brown is going to be in The Hobbit,
right,
one assumes there will be some sort of wizard enclave, which would probably include Saruman.
Right. Now, again, we should mention that, remember, we have The Hobbit, and then we have this whole other movie.
Yes, The Hobbit 2.
Right. The expanded Hobbit universe.
Well, you know what? And you can see how they're doing this too. You know, when you're expanding things with like having Frodo bookend,
right,
and you're adding time there, you're adding characters like who do we talk about so far? Saruman. So, you know, whatever possibility is that Saruman might be involved in that story, I'm sure they're going to, you know, probably increase or expand that part of it as well. And then who's the other one we just found out?
In the most bang for his buck cameo, Orlando Bloom returning as Legolas for a 2-minute appearance,
right,
for $1 million.
$1 million. That money had better be going to charity. two minutes for $1 million, that had best be going to charity.
It's a fleeting cameo. I don't know. I don't exactly know what the cameo will be.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there is a line, although I'm assuming he's going to say something.
Right.
In that 2 minutes.
It's got to be when Bilbo's in Rivendell, wouldn't you say?
That would seem likely.
Right.
There's also rumor out there that Dominic Monaghan is going to be returning as well as a cameo as Merry. So I don't know if that's going to be maybe in the final sequence with Frodo.
Yeah, I would say
kind of closing the book,
right,
at the end of the thing.
Probably,
you know,
to coincide with whatever Elijah Wood is doing. Yeah, that makes sense.
And of course, now speculation and rumor is that Sean Astin and Billy Boyd are not far behind,
right,
as Samwise and Pippin.
Right.
So so we'll see.
A reunion of sorts.
But clearly...
Get your furry feet out.
Clearly the little movie that almost wasn't is moving full steam ahead.
No, sir. The little movies
that almost weren't are moving full steam ahead.
Yep.
Of course, thanks to MGM cleaning the shit out of the sheets.
Yes.
After shitting the bed.
Yep. MGM was kind of like Spud in Trainspotting.
Right, right.
And
oh, terrible.
Except it turned out quite better than... Spud's experience.
All right. Well, sticking with MGM, then why don't we move on to Bond, because that's the other big, big one.
The only other.
Well, actually, let's take a little sidebar. Yeah. Because something we had talked about on the SiriusXM experience also having to do with MGM.
Yes.
Red Dawn.
Oh yes, we did talk about Red Dawn,
which apparently is all but done and ready for a 2011 release.
Yes.
So
could be a summer movie.
So that is something that was saved, as well as MGM getting their feet back on the ground. And then, of course, Bond, now confirmed with definitely confirmed with Sam Mendes to direct and Daniel Craig to reprise his role.
Well, they were hoping to get both of those key figures back in place. So,
and apparently they're looking at Simon Russell Beale to return as the or to appear as the protagonist.
Ah.
In the film. Do you know Simon Russell Beale?
No, but I had dirty words about Sam Mendes. He did something bad with Kate.
I was going to ask if it involved his wife.
His ex-wife,
are
sir.
Are they ex now?
I believe so. I believe it was, he was not doing something appropriate with
He
Kate
was
Winslet.
Doing something inappropriate?
Doing something inappropriate behind Kate Winslet's back or something like that.
All right.
Fair Actually, enough. I don't have details. I'm just pulling that right out of my ass.
Just making that up as we go along here.
Allegedly.
So, yeah, Simon Russell Beale, who we don't actually know who he is, but he's apparently going to be the protagonist.
Oh, wonderful. they often put a sort of nobody in there. There's a couple that stand out, going back to Trainspotting again. What's his name? Robert Carlyle was a Bond villain. But that's the only name off the top of my head that I can think that was a Bond villain that was like somebody who was really big way back in the day. Donald Pleasance, I think, was like the Bond villain, wasn't he? And
oh, okay, I know who he is now.
Who?
He was on MI5.
Donald Pleasance?
No. Simon Russell Beale was on MI5, that
okay.
BBC kind of
yeah. Mm-hmm.
drama, comedy, cop drama
right.
show. Yeah, he was like the Home Secretary. He was one of the leads on that show. I'm like, I know this guy. So there you go. Sorry, Wonderful. Donald Pleasance.
Yes, was a Bond villain. And he was the only name that I could think of that was a Bond villain. Other than Robert Carlyle. And then I know. You know, if you want to correct me and say, no, this superstar was a Bond villain, you can give our GVM a call.
425-920-6050.
You can leave a message over there, and you might hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast. Yes.
In trailers that are getting delayed this week.
Delayed?
Delayed. Oh. X-Men First Class. Not appearing before the Green Hornet, as we had
originally
anticipated.
Heard. Mm-hmm.
And the Cap trailer is delayed. Now, I hadn't heard what it was going to be before, although I
assumed Cap would be in front of Thor.
Except that's a really close release. They're not too far apart, so there's got to be a trailer significantly before there. But I guess they're saying that it's going to be... it's going to be pushed off a little bit. So I don't know what that means. But,
it really, you know what, though? Doesn't matter what movies they are in front of anymore.
Not
like
really.
Back in the day, people were going to movies to see the new Star Wars trailer.
Sure.
Remember that?
Yeah. What did we all go see?
I don't remember.
Wing Commander.
Yeah, it was something.
To see, it was Wing Commander.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because.
Was it episode one trailer or episode two?
Mark Hamill did a voice in the Wing Commander video game.
Right.
And he might have had a cameo in the movie.
Right.
And so the trailer for episode one was before Wing Commander. And I distinctly remember going to see something else, not Wing Commander, but going into Wing Commander.
Yeah, going into Wing Commander
just to see
the trailer. Yeah.
Because
those days are gone with the interwebs.
The trailers are online within a day.
Right.
Sometimes the same day.
Right.
So, I don't really care what movie it's going to be before.
Exactly.
Judge Dredd, a movie that's moving forward, although I'm still not sure. I was never a big Judge Dredd fan. I didn't really like the original movie.
I liked it.
I was never a huge fan of the comics.
You know what? Everyone knocks that movie because it was Stallone, but you know, Stallone wasn't that far off.
I kind of knocked it just because it sucked.
Well, I knocked it because of Rob Schneider.
Well, okay.
Rob Schneider was the part of the movie that ruined that movie. If
he
they had kept
the
a serious edge in the whole thing, it would have been fine.
All right.
That and the fact that, you know, Stallone gets a bad rap for everything, which is fine because he's a meat actor. And I don't have a problem with that.
Sure.
You know, action guys are not, you know, going to win Academy Awards and no one cares, really. I'm sure Sylvester Stallone is not home crying going, I never won an Oscar. I'm sure he doesn't give a shit. But the point is any kind of way that I've ever imagined Dredd off the page was more or less Stallone, maybe with a more British accent.
Okay.
You know, that was really it. I mean, I liked Armand Asante in the movie. I thought was really good. That big robot thing. I mean, they had a lot of really good stuff happening in that flick. Except, like I said, the Rob Schneider. And there was a little, you know, the whole, I am the law. You know, it was a little over the top.
A little over the top.
And that's fine.
A little silly.
I know. They want to do a version now that's closer to the book, right? Isn't that what
they've
been talking about?
And Carl Urban has already been cast in the role of Dredd.
See, that's good casting.
Now, do you know who Cassandra Anderson is in the Judge Dredd world? Because I don't.
Yeah, that's...
Is that like a love interest, or...?
Isn't she... she's a female judge, I think.
Oh, is she a female judge?
I think she was portrayed by Diane Lane in the first movie. You might have to IMDb that to find out for sure.
Oh, okay.
That might be who she is.
Well, in the new movie, she's going to be portrayed by Olivia Thirlby. Who
All right.
you probably know from Juno. She was Juno's friend,
I believe,
in Juno. Her bestest bud.
Uh-huh.
The only other lead female other than, what's her name, Alias.
Right.
Jennifer Garner.
Uh-huh.
So she has been cast in that as well. And also, we have a villain being cast this week. Lena Headey has been cast as Mama, Madeline Madrigal, the leader of the bad guy gang.
Right.
And she's been cast as the lead. Do you know where we know her from? Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
No, we don't know
her. She was Sarah Connor.
You know her.
I know her from that. And she was actually really good as Sarah Connor.
No, sir, wasn't she in 300?
She was, yes.
Wasn't she Leonidas' wife in 300?
Yes, you would know her from that as well.
I mean, clearly you would go with the hit, sir, over the shit.
Clearly I would go with both.
I'm just saying. Well, I mean, nobody goes, you remember Mark Hamill from the Guyver movies?
That's what I often say.
No, you would not say that.
Yes, I also remember, say from J-Bob.
Remember Mark Hamill from Slipstream? No.
Exactly.
You would never say that. You would never, ever say that.
I don't know. That's how I do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I say, do you remember Stallone from Oscar, for example?
See, but that's okay.
Oh, that one's all right?
That one's all right.
That one's an okay example?
Yeah, but you don't like, I'm trying to think of a better example than Mark Hamill. I'm just not getting one at the moment. You know?
Anyway. She has been cast as the lead villain in the film.
Wonderful. When is that film? Do we know anything about the release?
2012?
12, probably, yeah. It's going to be a big year that year.
Colin Farrell.
Uh-huh.
And We Remember It For You Wholesale. A.K.A. the Total Recall remake.
Yes.
He is confirmed.
Uh-huh. As the Schwarzenegger. Uh-huh.
And I've read some bits about the story, and apparently they're not going to Mars in the new movie. I'm not quite sure.
Now, that's interesting, because I thought this one was closer to the book.
Now, I don't know the book.
I thought,
I don't know if in the book they don't go to Mars.
Hmm.
I don't know. So,
I will research this and get back to you.
We can ask for someone to correct us on that.
Of course.
But I don't know the answer to that. But there you
go. If you want to correct us or you want to update us about your fascinating knowledge of We Remember It For You Wholesale,
you want to rewind the episode about 3 minutes where I gave out the phone number then?
Why don't you just give it out again?
425-920-6050.
Of course, you can always send an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com and make sure you open that email with, hey, Kev.
And it'll get deleted immediately.
You can also Twitter us over at
DK Geekstuff.
Right. That one.
Or leave us a message over at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/BK Geekstuff.
Yep. Another big Facebook contest coming up, I think.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that.
Next week, I think we're announcing.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Did we are we ending the Doctor Who thing today?
No, we had extended it.
Oh, we extended it.
We had
next
extended
week?
It 2 weeks, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So until next week.
There we go. We should probably give the details about that contest then. So we have people use any method you like to reach us. You can Twitter, you can GVM, you can do geeksfog@gmail.com, whatever you want to do. And we're looking for a title for our brand new Doctor Who segment featuring a 13-year-old girl named Fiona, who will be the one giving us news and reviews about the Doctor Who universe, its products, and so forth. So that's all the info we have. We're looking for you to name the title of the segment. We're going to brand the segment around your title. We're going to, you know, there's going to be all sorts of fireworks and, yeah.
Wow, fireworks.
Yeah, sorts of.
We've never done fireworks.
She'll have, she'll have, like, special music.
Oh,
and
nice.
Like, oh, yeah, all sorts of stuff.
All right.
Just saying. It's going to be a big deal.
One more news bit before we take our first break.
Yes.
Ghostbusters 3.
Uh-huh.
Ivan Reitman, director.
Yes.
Has confirmed that the script is finished.
Uh-huh.
And it's been sent to Bill Murray. Because that's
it. Now we wait.
That he's the only holdout. Uh-huh. Although Murray has said, I'll be in it if you kill me off.
Yep.
So that's what we anticipate.
He wants to be
Bill Murray
ghost.
As a ghost in Ghostbusters 3. That's our guess. So yeah, the script is done, which means, you know, we are actually one step further to getting that movie made. So
the next convention anyone listening to this show is at, ask Ernie Hudson, who will undoubtedly be there, if he's heard anything about working on Ghostbusters 3.
Well, we're still hearing that they're saying this is going to hit theaters in 2012, and they've got a full cast: Sigourney Weaver, Anna Faris, Elijah Dushku, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Annie Potts, Ernie Hudson. We even heard possibly coming out of retirement.
Rick Moranis.
So, mm-hmm. You know, you...
We didn't hear anything about the new Ghostbusters are going to be yet, though.
No, we haven't. So...
We hear Seth Rogen at one point.
We did hear Seth Rogen at one point.
Probably too big now with that great hit, The Green Hornet. Did I say hit or shit?
Yes, you said... You know, did you read the article? Speaking of The Green Hornet, we have a couple of minutes. Let's kill it. Did you read the article in this week's EW about The Green Hornet?
No, I didn't.
They're saying that... A lot of people are prematurely bashing the movie, and that they actually think that it's pretty good and that it's a decent film.
No, No one's prematurely bashing it.
Everybody is prematurely bashing it.
We've all seen the trailer. If you know anything about the character, especially if you're a fan, you should be very disappointed and discouraged about the movie.
Okay.
That's the bottom line.
I'm just saying what the article said, my opinion.
I'm telling you what the truth is.
Okay. And with that, I think we should take our first break.
All right.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 215. I don't remember the title.
I'm going to pantomime it to you. Down in the Shire.
Oh,
jeez,
yeah. Down in the Shire. I never remember the title. Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Forgive me if I don't shake hands.
Hi, it's Val Kilmer from the movie Tombstone. You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Isn't that a daisy?
And he really is big.
What an ugly thing to say.
Stay tuned.
I'm your Huckleberry.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 215, Down in the Shire.
You managed to remember that at that time.
I did.
It's because we were off for like 4 seconds.
I know.
What kind of break is that?
Thank God. Long enough
for us to jabber.
Break, man.
I want to go out for a sandwich break.
No. Silly goose.
Come back, get comfy again, and just be like, yeah. And we're back. You know, like, it just, if they knew, it was like, all right, we're take our first break. And it's like, 3, 4... And we're back with, you know,
this is what our breaks include. I go and check in the other part of the studio to make sure that we haven't had any technical difficulties with the first part of the show.
Right.
And then we come back and we start the second part of the show.
And you know who I blame for that?
Just Mike. That's right.
Not saying I don't love the boy. Just saying that if he was here, we would be very happy.
But we don't really know if he's here.
Hey, you know,
that's all I'm saying.
You think you got what it takes to sit in the third chair on this show?
That's right.
Drop a line, geekstuffog@gmail.com.
Sure. We'll take you.
We'll take you. We're easy.
That's it.
Hell, Best Buy Billy can do it. Anybody can do it.
That's right. But he went on to become governor, didn't he?
I know. Poor Billy. Bash his child. I haven't talked to him in a while either.
Poor wow.
Guy. He's been very busy.
That's a shame.
Eh, I'm busy. What can I do?
Geek Stuff. DVD news.
DVDs.
The big one this week. The Social Network out on DVD this week.
Yes.
Both regular edition and Blu-ray.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to see this, but not
oh,
really.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, I saw it. I liked
yeah?
it.
You liked
yeah.
it?
I liked it a lot.
All right.
I'll be picking it up.
Dances with Wolves, the 20th anniversary edition on Blu-ray.
It's the first Blu-ray release of that movie, so I'm going to see what the special features are before I decide to pick it up or not pick it up.
All right. In the only Kevin cares about this DVD this week, ER, the complete 14th season.
Woohoo!
Only you care.
You know, I'm watching ER with Liz right now, and we're up to season 5.
Wow.
Actually, we finished season 5. We'll be heading into season 6 after seasons 3 and 4 of Buffy and 1 of Angel.
Also out this week, Raging Bull, the Blu-ray edition 30th anniversary. Maybe
Jeez.
You want to check that out.
A lot of classics here. Raging Bull was the best pick. So was Dances with Wolves. These
yes.
are important films, which
sure.
is why they would qualify for Blu-ray.
Sure. Upgrades. Once Upon a Time in America out on Blu-ray this week. Patrick Stewart Smith Beth out on DVD
that I will
week.
Be purchasing.
I'm
yes,
sure that you will.
I will be.
And I think Robinson Crusoe on Mars, the Criterion Collection, also out this week.
I've never seen that flick.
Neither
but
have
I've
I.
heard about it.
But it
and
sounds
why
as
Criterion?
Though I should see it.
It sounds like one of those bad 50s movies, like Rocket Men to Jupiter.
I know, but I kind of want to see those. And then also out this week, Green Hornet the Movie Edition out on DVD. I don't know what that is.
Green Hornet what, the movie edition?
I don't know. It just says Green Hornet the Movie Edition, Green Hornet the 75th Anniversary Original Serials Collector Set.
Oh, that's probably what that is.
Both of those out this week.
Ooh, girl.
So there you go.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics to check out this week.
I haven't made it to the store yet.
Well, you're not missing a lot.
All right. 60 or 70 Green Hornet titles this week?
Only one.
Nice.
You're lucky. From Marvel this week, the book formerly known as Daredevil.
Now formerly known as?
The Man Without Fear is now known, of course, as Black Panther, The Man Without Fear.
Oh, right. I remember that.
They've continued the numbering. So this is technically issue 514, but I think this might be the first.
The premiere of the Black Panther. Black Man Panther.
Yeah, okay. It's either first or the second. And of course, Daredevil is dead or missing or whatever.
Something.
Coinciding with that, with this release of Black Panther, who is now taking over being Hell's Kitchen's guardian.
Right.
Which is just a perfect fit. Don't you think a Prince of Africa superhero guy is now the protector of Hell's Kitchen?
He's taking
Manhattan.
His life into his own hands. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted that Marvel exists sometimes. What was wrong with Moon Knight? Moon Knight's like a block away. Why don't they just stick Moon Knight
and
in
Moon
there?
Knight would have been a nice fill-in.
Yeah, would have.
I would have been okay with Moon
anyway,
Knight.
Anyway, coinciding with this release, of yeah. course, is the release of Daredevil Reborn, number one.
Of course.
Four-issue miniseries.
Why not?
God damn, Quesada. From our friends at Dynamite Entertainment, this is Green Hornet Golden Age Remastered number 6. Do you remember what this is? You know, we've been talking about this for a while now, sir.
TikTok.
They've taken the old Green Hornet strips. This particular one reprints Hellnet Publishing's Green Hornet Comics number 4 from 1940, sir. And they've taken it and they've reprinted it. So you get some classic comic book gold right here. So
nice quality paper and all yep. that good stuff.
Yeah. Not in black and white, not on shitty paper, not like Marvel would do it.
Right.
Also from DC, back to DC, I should say, rather. Oh, no, just from DC. The other book was from Marvel. DC this week, Batman and Robin number 19. Of course, continuing the Pat Cornell and Scott McDaniel stuff that's happening on that book. Scott McDaniel's art is really banging if you've never seen it. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Scott McDaniel did like Nightwing for like 11 years?
Oh, God. So. Yeah. Okay.
Like, forever he was on that book. You can check out also Red Robin number 19. Which is also a terrific book.
All right.
This continues the story, of course, that's been going on in there. You notice I say that it continues the story? Let me tell you why I say that. Because Marvel is systematically trying to destroy ongoing periodicals.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed this, and I noticed this today. Marvel's now putting out more miniseries than ongoing series. So rather than doing a Captain America story, you know, like a story arc of 4 issues, 5 issues.
Within the regular
within
continuity.
The title.
Yeah.
They're now spinning it out into a miniseries and making it a separate book.
Well, that's because...
they're dumb.
No, it's because then they don't have as many continuity errors.
That's funny, because you can't have continuity. It's not in the same book. Stupid.
I say it and you laugh, but I bet I bet somewhere in the back office that's the rationalization behind some of that.
I say it and it's sad.
You get to get around continuity by doing miniseries.
Remember that whole problem we were having continuity? That's all gone now.
Yeah, exactly. See, they listened to Big Kev's new stuff and corrected it.
I picked this up. This is a trade. This is our trade pick of the week. It's called The Sixth Gun.
Okay.
It's called book one. It's book one, rather. Cold Dead Fingers by Cullen Bunn and Brian Hurt, spelled with 2 T's.
Oh, right.
Because you get the bonus T for free. This is an Old West story. It has a really long. I was hoping to have a shorter synopsis that I could just read. It's essentially, it's kind of an Old West Old West meets like paranormal kind of things.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
with
with
a splash of steamy punk niceness in it.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling you.
That's good. Liz just said it's like the Wild Wild West. Yes, except this book is good.
I was going to say, Kate said Cowboys and Aliens. I would have gone that. Either way,
good too. These are all
so this
acceptable.
This is a genre then that is picking up steam.
Ooh, ooh, steam. Get it? Because it good. Yeah. Anyway, it's gonna run you $20. Not bad. It's from Oni Press. Go to onipress.com and check it out. You should. The art is really good, and the story is really good. I actually read like the first two issues of it, and they were really great. So I immediately stopped and decided to wait for the trade.
Right.
Because that's what we do now in the 21st century. We read trades. So yeah. So definitely check that out. The Sixth Gun.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product. Now, I have some things. You have some things, but you go first.
Why do I got to go first?
Because.
Well, mine are DC.
Because I'm going to be angry, and I want to get through the good stuff first.
Oh, yes. We want to end on rage. I forgot. From Funko, the people who bring you every sort of type of bobblehead there is.
Right.
And other products as well.
Sure.
Should not pigeonhole
them. I like
them.
The Funko.
Uh-huh. The Funko Force bobblehead, the Joker, I picked up.
Nice.
This is a line of DC bobbleheads. I believe this is series one. It consists of Batman, Joker, Green Lantern, Superman, and Aquaman.
Oh.
Interesting choice. Huh. Aquaman, you say.
Huh.
And of course, the Joker. I picked up the Joker. Terrific sculpt, a lot of fun to look at. He's got his Joker cane, kind of an SD body a little bit, super deformed. Of course, with the giant bobblehead, you know.
It works.
You're expecting to see that. A terrific piece from Funko. I don't know what these run.
I don't care. Fingers crossed for a Green Arrow in Series 2.
Yes.
That's where I'm going.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe they'll do a Harley.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Be nice.
I'd say that probably more likely than a Green
Wonder
Arrow.
Woman.
Maybe that too. No girls in series one.
I know.
So. Funko.com, F-U-N-K-O, Funko.com. You can check out the Joker and the other bits as well. And also from DC, but not from Funko.
Okay.
Is the latest in the DC Direct 1/6 scale deluxe collector figures.
Oh, nice. Justice.
And this is Batman. From the Justice miniseries.
That's right.
Of course, Justice is the Alex Ross miniseries.
So based on designs by Alex Ross, right?
Correct. Flavor text from the back. Batman, as portrayed in the critically acclaimed comic series Justice by Alex Ross, is the newest addition to DC Direct's line of realistically proportioned, superheroic 1/6 scale figures. Batman's body has been extensively modified to reflect the unique style of a particular artist, Alex Ross. Alex Ross's vision of Batman from Justice. This fully posable deluxe collector figure has 28 points of articulation and includes a display stand. And that's not all it includes, by the way. It actually includes also a Batarang. Two different sets of hands. You got fist hands, and you got flight hands.
Oh, that's interesting.
This the kind of Superman hands, which I'm not exactly. Or they could be chopped, like like that.
All
probably
right, if,
like
if you
that.
Went, if
it
you
was
went,
Superman, it would be flying.
I was
hands,
gonna say if you did chop hands,
it was Batman. Yeah. It's probably chop hands.
Because I can't imagine posing your Batman figure on the shelf. Doing hands up. I can't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm buying another 12-inch figure, like the Rorschach figure from this series. Just pointing the gun at Batman and he's like that. That's a great display. A great idea. This is a badass looking Batman from Justice. Yes, it's got that spooky Alex Ross realism.
Is that the first 1/6 scale Justice piece?
Justice piece.
Yes, Justice
Not
piece.
The first 1/6 scale Alex Ross piece.
Oh, no, yeah.
I think we talked about, I know it's in Studio A somewhere, is the Kingdom Come Superman
okay.
piece, which also was another terrific job translating Alex Ross from 2D to 3D and in the 1/6 scale.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah, the piece is awesome. They've done another Batman in this scale, which was also awesome. But this one is got a slight edge on that, as the they've really done a lot to try to portray Alex Ross's version of the character here. So, well done. I don't know what this runs either, but I know it's probably not cheap.
I know in the past, haven't they run in like the buck change, $120?
Yeah, no, or less, under, I'd say.
Oh, were they
between 80 and 100, oh, okay. maybe. Okay. They might have started low and went high, but I'm not sure, honestly. Anyway, check that out. You can go to dccomics.com/DC Direct, and you can see all the fine products from DC Direct over there, as well as this one.
And then closing things out in product, I have two pieces here from Quantum Mechanics, QMX. Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to step away from the mic.
No. You have to be part of this conversation.
Oh, okay.
So we are scared. we're like half fans.
Of QMX?
Of QMX.
We are fans of the fact that somebody is doing product from...
Serenity?
No, not Serenity.
Stargate?
I have a clip.
Warehouse 13?
I have a clip. I don't need you anymore. I have a clip. I can just do it that way. Or you could just... I can't see that far.
It says Serenity on the box.
Does it?
Serenity.
Does it say? And Serenity, of course, is based on...
Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
Man, why do we have to go all day with that gig? Can't you just walk into the gig? Can't you walk into the bit and just be done with it?
No. I must be difficult.
Damn.
Or it is my way.
Damn.
So we are half fans because some of the things they put out are awesome.
Yep.
The blueprint books.
Awesome.
The travel posters.
Uh-huh. The model of the ship. Awesome.
Yes, awesome model.
Awesome model.
Not an awesome price point.
No.
But, I mean, and stuff like that, and even and from some of the other lines. I mean, I'm not a huge Galactica collector or Stargate collector, but that stuff is really nice, too. The Warehouse 13 stuff is really nice, but all too expensive.
Right.
The Dr. Harwell stuff sucks. But that being said, they had, or one of the things that first brought us into QMX was a line of statues that they saw that they were doing. Now, back in 2008, when we were at Toy Fair,
is that when that was?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
We met someone from QMX who showed us these three awesome statues from an upcoming line of maquettes that they were coming out. The Little Damn Heroes line, based on the artwork of an artist, Adam Levermore Rich.
Right.
And it was based on his art. And there were three statues that we saw, Mal, Kaylee, and River.
Right.
Okay. Mal came out just like what we saw. Kaylee came out. Just like what we saw.
Uh-huh.
They put out Jane, which is one that we hadn't seen, but was definitely
on the list.
Same style.
Yeah. Right. And now the River one.
And now the River one, which is not the one that we saw.
Uh-huh.
And completely changes the feel of the line.
Right.
So let me start off by saying I kind of like these two as individual pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that they're keeping them in the same line as the Little Damn Heroes,
right,
which was supposed to be a uniform line based on a single artist's rendition,
right,
and have completely changed the style. I mean, stylistically, they look silly next to each other on a shelf.
Gotcha.
I've seen them. I haven't had mine displayed, but Pervert Ken has his all on display next to each other, and they don't look right. They don't fit in.
Right.
You know, the eyes on Mal and Kaylee, and Jane, you couldn't really see his eyes
because
the
hat
was down.
Right.
But they were like little dot eyes with kind of raised eyebrows.
Yep.
They were kind of like very simplistic expressions. These new ones are like anime eyes.
Oops.
Big, honking anime eyes. And the features are different. If you remember the original statues, the features were very kind of angular and very sharp cuts in corners.
Yeah,
and it worked.
You could see the style of the artist coming through.
This is not that. This looks like a cake topper.
Oh, wow. That's pretty terrible.
It feels like a cake topper too. The price point on these has dropped. from the original. I think by maybe $10.
That would make sense. Because if they were not able to make a deal with that artist to do more pieces,
right?
They probably were able to, you know, it, you know what it is with QMX? I think it is they don't want to take any sort of money out of their own pocket in order to see these things get done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So rather than going, you know what? They sold pretty well. Everybody seems to like them. We're going to, you know, we're going to make sure you get the money you get for doing the rest of the maquettes, whoever that original artist was. They got some other dude who's, you know, who was like, I'll do it for $10 a piece less. And
right.
That's who they went with. They lost no money. They're probably still getting the same pull that they got from the other ones, but they got to pay the dude $10 less a piece or what, however it works. It's just they're on the cheap as much as possible.
Well, the pieces are considerably lighter. They feel a little bit flimsier, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
The other thing that I kind of take issue with is that I'm not so sure about River, although
okay.
I think on River. But definitely on Wash, we should say we have Wash here as well.
Right.
They come with cards in the packaging that say, it's okay to use glue.
Yeah.
It's okay to use glue to secure the pieces on your $60 maquette.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, the little disclaimer says that during the curing process, pieces tend to shrink. Now, I don't know about you, but I buy statues
all the
pretty
time.
Pretty regularly.
Yeah.
I buy statues made out of the same material that these statues are made out of pretty regularly.
Right. Nothing.
They all fit pretty fine. The first three in the line didn't come with little, you can glue them.
Right.
I don't want to glue any of my statues together.
Right.
Because statues I actually save the boxes on
mm-hmm.
because of their delicate nature. When I need to move, I want to be able to pack them in the box and transport them.
Exactly.
So if I glue Wash to his base
uh-huh.
or River to her base, how am I then supposed to repack them?
Don't know. Not
I'm
easily,
angered by these.
I feel you. I'm sitting back and letting you roll, sir.
And I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm like, for example, Ken right has gone on record as saying
never again
that he believes he's not gonna complete the line.
Well, who's left? Zoe and there's like three.
Zoe
left.
Anara,
oh,
Book,
four left.
And Simon.
Right.
I mean, there's enough left where.
Right.
They sell out almost instantly all the time. There's
right.
enough left where they will continue them, would be my thought.
Right.
I'm going to complete them because I'm a glutton for punishment. And I'm going to try not to bitch next time because I'm bitching now and I know what I'm getting into next time. But I'm disappointed. I would have liked a uniform line. I'd almost go so far as to say that if they finish the entire line, I'd love for them to go back and redo Mal, Kaylee, and Jane. And I would consider rebuying those pieces if they were uniform to this style. So
really?
That I had one cohesive set.
Right. That won't happen.
I know it won't happen. But I mean, it's...
I see where you're coming from.
You're supposed to have a cohesive line.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I don't know.
You seem really, really hurt and disappointed.
I
thought you were coming out swinging and angry, so I was kind of sitting back. But you're kind of more like you're injured.
I am. I feel injured.
Your little wing is hurt.
It is. I feel like I've been let down. And I think the part that angers me, the part that actually angers me, if you want to be a little anger, I'm also getting sick of brown coats. That's it. I've said it. I'm tired of brown coats. You all are sheep. You're ridiculous. You just refuse to acknowledge shit. You refuse to acknowledge when something is garbage.
Right.
Oh my God, they're so amazing. Oh, they look so great next to the other ones. No, they don't. It's okay to be honest. It's okay to say that something you really love has shit in it.
Right.
It happens. I mean, you're an Imperial collector. Not every piece is great.
No.
You're a Joker collector. Not every piece
no.
is great. It happens. There's my anger. I'm tired of brown coats.
Well, they are, you know, a very loyal, blind bunch, aren't they?
Yeah, but you got to not be so blind.
Well, they're the same people that were like, what a fabulous price point for that ship model. Well, that ship model, that was just silly. That, what was it? Wasn't it $2,500? $2,300, whatever.
No, I thought it was.
It was
more than that. No. Maybe 25.
It was like 20. Let's say, for argument's sake, it was 25. There's no way it cost them $2,500 to produce that ship, right or wrong.
Oh, I agree.
I would say if it cost them half that, I would be surprised. Ergo, the rest, all that money is on QMX.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, they could have made and sold a billion of them if they had priced them so people could afford them. No, no, we don't want to sacrifice quality. And you wouldn't be sacrificing quality to put out, you know, that thing at a lower price. You would have been sacrificing your own fucking pocketbook. That's where they didn't want to make the sacrifice. And I think that's the same thing here. I think it's the same exact situation. I think they don't want to, you know, they want to make sure that they are getting theirs and their pocket is lined, and that's it. And wherever they can cut corners after their pocket, that's where the corners get cut. And this is probably a prime example of that right here. You know, I'm sure that artist probably maybe wanted more money to do the rest of them, you know, or maybe he wanted the same money and they got somebody who would do it cheaper. And they were like, yo, you got to do it cheaper. You got to go. Now, I don't know. This is all speculation. I could be totally wrong. That guy who did the first three ones, that guy could be dead. I don't even know.
He could
be. But the point is that it certainly seems to me like, you know, based on what we've seen with other QMS products, it's more about QMX's money, than it is about, you know, what people are able to afford and so on. And
yeah,
so forth.
I don't know. I think QMX has strayed from the path.
We followed that ship building from the day we met that dude,
uh-huh,
right up until the day they released the price. And the day they released the price, everyone I know stopped caring about that ship, including me. And I was even on the fence. I was even like, no, they got a payment plan, and it's no interest, and you could pay it off, and by the time they come out, you could get...
No.
Even I, at some point, have to come to the realization of realism.
I was up to about 1,500. I think I had accepted 1,500.
I would have accepted that.
You know, at that point, I was like,
that with a payment,
it's gonna
plan?
Hurt. I probably got to eat ramen for a year, but maybe I'll do it.
No, but seriously,
$2,500.
But you know, done. But seriously, that price with the payment plan that they were including,
right, and the $500 coupon,
and the $500 coupon.
Sure.
I mean,
it would have made it reasonable.
Absolutely.
At least. I think they would have sold. More.
They would have sold a billion of them that way. They had how many people on that list? They had to have like 5,000 people on that list.
I don't actually know anybody that got one.
Nope.
Listen,
we should say this. We don't know a single person. We know lots of people. We don't know a single person that got this ship.
And I know people bought them. Somebody bought some, but I don't. Nobody that I know, both in real life or online,
right?
In
real life,
bought them. You know what I mean? Like, well, you know what I mean? But like friends we've met online, or even friends we've met at San Diego that we only know through San Diego,
right.
Even those people that were like, oh my God, I can't wait to buy that ship. As far as I know, none of those people bought them either.
Nope.
Because everybody had the same reaction.
I've talked to other brown coats and people are like, nope, didn't get it, can't afford it, nope.
So, I think we could take our last break.
All right, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 215 of the podcast, Down in the Shire. Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow.
Why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
You have an opinion.
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Inhislikeness.com.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Hey, this is Robert Hedges from Welcome Back, Cotter.
This is Lauren Hoogland-Jacobs from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hey, this is Ron Palillo from Welcome Back, Cotter, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Right on, y'all.
But those dreams have remained, and they've turned around.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 215, Down in the Shire. Got it that time.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Everybody is going to be in The Hobbit. Orlando Bloom is going to be in The Hobbit. Christopher Lee's going to be in The Hobbit. I even actually read during one of our breaks that there's rumor that David Tennant might be appearing in The Hobbit.
Sylvester Stallone.
Elijah Wood is in The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Also, we talked about James Bond 23. Daniel Craig and Sam Mendes coming back. We have a protagonist that has been cast as well, so we have that. Lena Headey coming back for, or not coming back, but being added to the cast of Judge Dredd. Colin Farrell in Total Recall.
I was going to say, Lena Headey is from that super hit, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
That's correct.
Right?
And 300. Don't forget 300.
Oh, and how can I forget 300?
Also, Ghostbusters 3 has a script. We're just waiting on Bill Murray. Tick-tock, tick-tock, Bill.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
In DVDs this week, we talked about just a handful. The big one this week, as far as new releases are concerned, is The Social Network, both out on regular and Blu-ray. Also out, Dances with Wolves on Blu-ray. ER Season 14 out Woo! This week. And a couple others that we had mentioned. So.
Raging Bull,
yeah.
That was an important one, sir. In comics this week, we asked you to check out from DC, Red Robin 19 and Batman and Robin 19, coincidentally. From Dynamite Entertainment, it's Green Hornet Golden Age Remastered number 6. And from Marvel, it is the book formerly known as Daredevil, The Man Without Fear, now known as Black Panther, The Man Without Fear, number 514. And in trades, we recommended you check out The Sixth Gun from Oni Press. ONIPress.com. Check that out. One out over there.
In product tonight, we had a couple of different things. We had a Funko piece. This is the Joker bobblehead from Funko.
It's from Funko, the Funko Force bobblehead Joker. That's what it is. And we also had from DC Direct, we had the 1/6 scale deluxe collector's figure of Batman from Alex Ross's Justice. A terrific, terrific piece.
From QMX this week, we talked about the River Tam and the Wash Maquettes from the I don't know what you want to call this line. But
isn't it Little Damn Heroes?
Yeah,
sir?
No, it's not the Little Damn Heroes line.
I was pretty sure it was called Little Damn Heroes. No,
it's the Little Damn Imposters line out by QMX this week. not part of the Little Damn Heroes line, if you ask me.
They spell it wrong. Now it's like L-I-L-D-A-M, yeah. Little Damn.
Little Damn. And I think that was it for products. So don't forget, you can check us out each and every week online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, including Live from Studio V, which we may or may not have more of sometime in the future.
Oh, Production Tim said he was finishing up
some
one
of that
before he left, and okay. Then he left. So
hopefully we'll be getting that soonish.
Yes.
Also, you could check out our Facebook page, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. New Facebook-related content's coming out
uh-huh.
in the near
next
future.
Week.
Also, Twitter.com, at BK Geekstuff and at GeekstuffOG. Maybe a new Twitter contest coming down the pipeline as well in a
yes.
couple of weeks. We'll
yes.
work on that.
Yes.
And while we're talking about contests, we have the Doctor Who contest
mm-hmm.
currently in the works.
Right. It's we want you to name our brand new Doctor Who segment featuring 13-year-old Fiona. She's going to be doing product reviews and teaching us all about Doctor Who. So, yeah, there it is.
And I think that's about it.
It is.
We'll
end it? Or
if you want.
And we'll end this episode the way we end every episode.
Oh, you mean that. Oh, I thought maybe there was something you were looking for me to say before that.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, don't forget to check out the website.
I said that.
Did you do all that? Twitter?
Twitter.
Facebook,
the website.
All of them?
Did all that. The contests. Contests. I did all that.
Okay, just checking. And so I will end this podcast as we end all podcasts on Big Kev Geek Stuff by saying goodnight, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never